Back here, Hockey Night in Escanaba. The Escanaba Eskimos back on home ice, taking on the Manistique Emeralds tonight. And our player spotlight is Graham Johnson, one of the old sophomores on this Eskimo team. How you doing, man?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Well, it's been a while since we've talked. I figured I'd get you back on the radio to get your thoughts on how this season has gone. We had some tough times, but things have gotten better lately, hey?
Yeah, the Traverse City weekend, that was a good pump in our tires. Now we know we're right there, top teams in the state.
You know, you didn't really play that well Saturday, but pulled it out. Those games you got to pull out, don't you?
Yeah, we were just looked like we were dead on the ice, but Kali played amazing, and we hung it out in OT.
The second part of the season here, Graham, it looks like you've been concentrating more on passing than shooting. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think so, but usually I'm either putting the puck in the net or making the puck get in the net.
Yeah, describe that. I'm sure you've watched that video countless times of the winning goal that you you saw Kale over there, hey?
Yeah, wide open back door.
And you didn't want to, you had to be real soft with the pass, didn't you? Because you didn't want to miss him.
Yeah, that would have been hard to miss.
Yeah, right. What was the feeling like, though? You know, we lost in a shootout down in Alpena. We lost a game in Traverse City in overtime to finally get one like that.
I mean, it just really took us stepping up. We haven't won a game outside of regulation yet. And it feels nice to know that we got that extra stride and we can do it if needed.
What is it with this team? You play terrible against teams like Jeffers and struggle against sometimes Nagani or Kingsford for a while or something like that. And then against Marquette, you play them 2-1. They've won 14 games in a row. You know, you beat Traverse City West down there. You know, these two wins in Traverse City at the tournament against top 10 teams. So what is it with this team?
It really just comes down to if we want to work or not. And it really turns into preparation. If we're messing around beforehand in the hotel, it really comes down to just the mindset.
How do you feel your game has changed and gotten better, especially now that you're halfway through your sophomore year after playing all of last year as a freshman?
Definitely more comfortable just being out there, more comfortable with the puck, just more comfortable in general, and just feels nice to, you know, not having like all these guys that are better than me now.
What's it mean to you to have that A on your jersey? Sophomores don't usually get that.
No, I mean, it means a lot, but just gotta, you know, act like a captain, be a role model, and at the end of the day, just, you know, have a good work ethic for other guys to look up to me, especially the younger kids.
All right, tonight, Manistique, what do you think? They like to run their mouths.
Yep.
All over social media, right?
Of course, yeah.
So does that give you guys a little extra, like, look, shut these people up.
Yeah, we don't like to lose to Manistique. We never have. And I saw something this morning. It was one of the Manistique parents. They said something about how green and, I don't even know what their secondary color is, green and whatever. And who cares about orange and black? And that really just, that kind of made me mad.
Yeah. Well, you got to walk the walk to talk the talk. So far,
exactly.
They haven't. But you know what? Honestly, though, I've had real tough games with them. It seems like it always goes to overtime with them.
Yeah. In their barn, the past 2 years, it's gone to overtime. And I hope it doesn't go to overtime. We're going to be working hard, but we're also dealing with a little bit of sickness here tonight.
I was just going to ask you that. I see you're doing okay, so I didn't put the handkerchief over the nose and mouth.
Yeah, but like 4 or 5 people on the team were either not at practice yesterday or they pushed through it.
Well, and let's face it, I mean, well, look, your mom was sick. I mean, it's going around, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
All right, so what do you think about the rest of the season now, Graham? What do we have to do to have that feeling again like we had on that bus ride home from Traverse City?
We're getting so close to playoff hockey, so we got to just play every game like it's a playoff game. Can't take any shifts off. We just got to prepare ourselves for playoffs at this time.
All right, give your shout-outs, Graham.
Shout-out mom, dad, brother, my cousins in California, and everyone who's coming out tonight and listening on the air with you.
All right, man. Go get them. Have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Graham Johnson, everybody, in our first intermission. More coming up from the Wells Sports Complex after this timeout on the Eskimo Hockey Network. All right, Graham, picture. Oh, shit. Ready? You don't really care, do you? Did you see Caden? Did you hear about Caden? He made me take the picture four times over. Like as if he was a chick, right?
Yeah, his girlfriend's gotta see a good picture.
Well, guess what? I put the one he didn't want on Insta.